Moss left the door open and slung the H&K over his shoulder. Then he walked around the front of the truck and opened the door on the other side. He lifted the latch and folded the seat forward. The cargo space in the rear was covered with a metallic silver tarp. He bolted back. A load of brick-sized parcels, each wrapped in plastic. He kept one eye on the man and got out his knife and cut a slit in one of the parcels. A loose brown powder dribbled out. He wet his forefinger and dipped it in the powder and smelled it. Then he wiped his finger on his jeans and pulled the tarp back over the parcels and stepped back and looked over the country again. Nothing. He got out his handkerchief and walked back and wiped clean everything he touched. The door handle and the seat latch and the tarp and the plastic package. He crossed round to the other side of the truck and wiped everything down there, too. He took the H&K, ejected the clip, walked back to the Bronco and held the clip up for the man to see. "Ultra," he said. "Another one?" The man nodded, trying to gesture with his chin. Moss could see two clips sticking out of the canvas pocket of the jacket he was wearing. He reached into the cab and got them and stepped back.
"Agua, guarde," said the man.
Moss scanned the surrounding country. "I ain't got no water," he said.
"La puerta," said the man. "Hay lobos."
"Wolves," said Moss. "There ain't no wolves."
"Si, si, lobos, leones."
Moss shut the door with his elbow. He went back to the first truck and stood looking at the open door on the passenger side. He looked at the ground. Stains of blood in the clay. Blood in the grass. He looked out down the track south across the caldera, back the way the truck had come. There had to be a last man standing. And it wasn't the Quaddy in the Bronco begging for water.